With today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Dhila. The Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism has pledged to cull 723 animals as part of the government drought relief program. The animals, including 30 hippos, 60 buffaloes, 50 impalas, 100 blue wildebeest, 300 zebras, 83 elephants and 100 eland, will be sourced from national parks and communal areas with sustainable game populations. That's according to the ministry's spokesperson, Romeo Muyunda.
This offtake will assist in reducing the negative impact of drought conservation, especially of wild animals in both our national parks as well as in communal areas. Drought has affected most of the country's economic sectors, and conservation is no exception. In our view, this will assist in managing the current grazing pressure as well as availability of water by reducing wildlife numbers in some parks and communal areas where we feel the wildlife numbers have exceeded the available grazing and water resources that are in those areas.
South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation said the investigation into the Consul General in Dubai, Andrew Lebona, is ongoing. He has been recalled following allegations of misconduct. Lebona is accused of arranging break-ins at his offices as part of an elaborate scheme to sell visas for United Arab Emirates citizens to enter South Africa. From further afield, SpaceX's latest attempt to push the cosmic boundaries is set to kick off this week with a mission called Polaris Dawn, a nail-biting five-day trek to orbit with a crew of private astronauts traveling into Earth's radiation belts and hoping to conduct the first commercial spacewalk. Kate Fisher reports.
Two astronauts on SpaceX's Polaris Dawn mission are expected to leave the capsule in Earth's orbit, making it the first major test of the company's new spacesuits. The remaining two crew members will also have to rely on the suits for survival, as the capsule will completely depressurize for the spacewalk. The crew will conduct scientific experiments and test laser-based satellite communications during their 5 days in space. The flight's designed to study the health of the astronauts and their spacecraft in different space radiation environments, as they'll reach altitudes of up to 870 miles above Earth's surface.
And finally, the governor of the Oshana region, Elia Irimari, has confirmed that the region recorded a 52% reduction in gender-based violence cases in this financial year.
Irimari said this during the State of the Regional Address at Oshakati, adding that the region recorded over 300 cases in this financial year compared to over 600 in the last financial year. Irimari further said crimes of robbery and theft under false pretense have escalated. He said the Office of the Regional Governor will work hand-in-hand with the Namibian Police Force to fight and combat crimes in the region. Maria Nampara, reporting for Future Media, Ondangwa.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.